Archbishop of Canterbury, Simon Sudbury, was captured while at his prayers in the chapel of St. John. The rampaging rebels hacked his head off, stuck it on a spike, and paraded it triumphantly through the streets. On the evening of Thursday, 13th of June, the teenage king climbed one of the turrets in the tower, and what he saw ought to have broken him in terror. The sky red with flames, London crumbling into smoking ruins. But hostage to a nightmare, Richard doesn't seem to have panicked. When the councillors asked him to negotiate with the rebels, he evidently showed no hesitation. It was the boy who was the man of the hour. It was a brave front, for Richard must have thought there was a good chance he might not survive. Before his meeting with the rebels, he prayed at the shrine of Edward the Confessor, the patron saint of all the Plantagenet kings. Then he rode through the jostling crowds to meet Wat Tyler and the rest of the leaders at Smithfield.